I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking to another Knoxville senior in our Let's Get to Know segment. This time, it's Ella Rankin. Let's get to know Ella Rankin. You have a pre-meet ritual that you have to go through.
I'm always messing around with friends on the bus to get my mind off of, because usually I run at the beginning of meet, so usually I'm trying to mess around with friends so I'm not super panicked the whole bus ride.
Just kind of depending on them to get you kind of relaxed, yeah. And everything. What events are you in this year?
I'm assuming they're going to be in the 3,000 again, maybe the mile. I'm not really sure yet.
Oh, so a distance runner?
Yeah.
Warm-up song you have to listen to?
I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love. I love old love songs.
Okay. And a post-game meal or a restaurant you have to go to?
I love pasta, chicken penne, anything that's really filling.
Okay. Opposing place to run or have a track meet you've been at that maybe you've had a good day or just like to go to?
I really like to go to Pella because they have so many good places to eat at after, like Dutch Fix.
All right. And do you have a favorite movie that you've seen?
Breakfast Club.
Okay. That's another one that's been around for a while. TV show or YouTube channel?
I don't really watch TV or YouTube.
Okay. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Okay. What high school sports and activities are you involved in other than track and field?
I've been involved in cross country, and I've also been in National Honor Society.
What is your best high school sports memory?
Meeting all my friends. I met my best friend doing track last year, so it's been really great.
Do you have any superstitions?
I will not walk under ladders.
Really? No ladders, no walking under ladders. Is there just a kind of a afraid it'll come down on you? Or?
Yeah, I've heard you're not supposed to break the triangle, so I can't do it.
Okay. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and does it differ from now?
I wanted to be a doctor, and now I'm going to school to be a pharmacist. So a little different, but not very.
You know, you get to kind of decipher their writing when you write a prescription. Well, it's usually digital nowadays.
Yeah.
Do you have a job, and if so, what is it?
I work at the rec center, and then during the summer, I work at the racetrack.
Okay, what do you do at the racetrack? Do concessions?
Yeah, I ran a lemonade stand this year at Nationals.
I think I saw you a couple times.
I was there for like 12 hours a day.
Oh, well, look at all the money you earned.
Yeah, I did make bank.
Yep. Do you have any siblings? And if so, how do you get along with them?
I have a younger brother, and we get along really well because we're both pretty quiet.
All right. And Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes.
Any good memories from Hawkeyes?
I've been to the University of Iowa a lot, and I love the environment there, so.
Just any time you can get on the campus.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite pro sports team, or do you really follow pro sports?
I don't have the attention span.
You don't, okay. Best vacation you've ever been on, what made it so great?
Ooh, Niagara Falls, because it was with my grandma and my mom, and it was just so beautiful, the scenery, and just being with both of them.
What is your favorite family tradition?
I get to go bake cookies with my aunt every Christmas, so I really look forward to that.
Scariest thing you've ever done?
I hate heights, so anytime I ride a roller coaster, that's a big accomplishment for me.
Are you active on social media or stay private?
I'm very private.
Okay. Top thing on your bucket list?
I'm actually completing it this summer, going to Yellowstone, so I'm really excited.
And you know, get to see all the geysers and just kind of explore out there.
I'm really excited.
What famous person in history would you want to spend the day with? It can be living or not.
Probably Harriet Tubman, because she has accomplished so many things and she was so brave, and I would like to be a lot braver.
Okay. And you know, very well-known person in history as well. If you could time travel, where would you go, past or future?
I would go to the past.
How far into the past?
Like, probably to the 70s or 80s, just to see what it was like, go to school.
Well, coming from a, kid of the 80s, it was pretty cool, so I'll just tell you that much. If you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would it be?
Swimming, because I quit in, like, fifth grade, and it looks so fun now when I watch it when I'm at the rec center.
All right. Well, Ella, thanks a lot for letting us get to know you.
Thank you.